John Adebel, head coach for Worth County, getting set for a district playoff matchup with Albany later on this week. Coach, first of all, thanks for the time. You know, week off for you. I guess, you know, this is something you and your staff have done before, but what's it kind of look like there when you have that week off?
You know, we look forward to it. You know, one, kind of, you know, we heal up anything that we have bummed up, but, you know, during the week, we roll things back and really emphasize on the fundamental things and kind of individual drills, and we focus a lot on our young kids. And you know, when I say that, you know, we at the end of the week we have a scrimmage, JV scrimmage. We divide them up, and it never failed. I mean, every year, you know, when we do that, it's a very competitive time. They wanna win it, and you know, it's a lot of fun.
Good, good. When it comes to this season as a whole, Coach, obviously haven't had any issues since, you know, the loss week one to Rockport. What are your takeaways on the year? What's your assessment on kind of how things have gone this year?
Oh, you know, it's kind of like we thought. You know, we thought we'd kind of grow as the year went on, and I think you've seen that throughout the year. I think we kind of get better in every position as the year went on, and, you know, that's kind of ultimately what you want to do, and you don't want to finish even how you are right now. You want to keep getting better each and every week, and you know, just putting one foot in front of the other, and you know, and taking each opponent, you know, as they come, and preparing the right way.
What do you when it comes to playoff football? Obviously, you've you know, coached in a number, you know, lots of playoff football games. What do you think wins in playoff football? What are the things that you guys do well that you feel, you know, kind of aligns with success in the postseason?
Well, first and foremost, you know, we believe in running the ball, and you know, that, you know, we've got to be able to run the ball, throw the ball. You know, we haven't thrown the ball a lot this year, but you know, and just taking care of the ball and turnovers, you know, eliminating turnovers. And you know, our last outing with King City, we didn't have turnovers, but we had a lot of you know, a lot of mental mistakes, you know, penalty wise. You know, we've got to get that cleaned up and shored up if, you know, want to keep things rolling the right way.
Albany coming up. I know you've seen them already this year, but what are your thoughts on them and kind of what stands out to you about them?
Well, you know, they're a well-coached team, and, you know, Doug does a good job with his offensive line. And you know, they put a double team at the point of attack, and they pull people around, and they've got, you know, one of the top running backs in the state with the Mercer kid, and you know, they'll come right at you, and you know, they've kind of got that little tight end that sits back on the backside, and when you kind of forget about him, they'll sneak him out and try to pick up some chunk yards that way. But you know, they, like I said, you know, they're just a solid team that just does their job, and you know, and that's what you can say about them, is they do their job, and they do their job well.
When it comes to, you know, that first time you played them, what are some things that you guys had success with, and what do you think it'll take this week?
Well, you know, we have to, you know, we're going to win the turnovers, and, you know, we got to eliminate our, you know, mental mistakes and unforced mistakes. You know, you're going to, you know, whoever does that, you know, I definitely think has an advantage. So, you know, I think, you know, just going in with the, you know, good, clean, you know, mindset of making sure that we do our job and you know, open field tackling as well. So that's kind of where we stood from our last time.
John Adebel again, head coach for Worth County. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and wish you guys the best this week.
All right. Thanks a lot.